When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Hang on! Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday, and you know what that means. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joins us. He has been a writing fool over the course of the last week. He's been writing all kinds of stuff relative to whether to reopen, not to reopen, all of that stuff, the governor's performance. Chuck Muth joins us. Chuck, good morning. How you been?
Good morning, Kevin. It's welcome to what is this? I'm not sure what day it is. Nevada held hostage. Where are we now?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
it's a lot, and I've lost track because there's the national one, there's the local one. Okay, the governor is weighing whether to reopen our economy. He says he expects most businesses will be open on May 15th or before. First of all, do you believe him? Because he's backed off of some of these predictions over the course of the last month, and nobody knows what to believe, really, from this governor.
Well, I do believe something will happen before May the 15th because the pressure from those demanding that the Sisolak shutdown be ended is growing. Every weekend, they had a huge rally in Carson City last weekend in front of the Capitol in the legislative building, and then the protesters marched to the governor's mansion and clogged the streets there, demanding that the governor reopen. And I think that the pressure to reopen is starting to build. There was a crack in the dam a week ago when the CEO of Wynn Resorts suggested that they could be ready to safely reopen by Memorial Day. So I think the gaming community is starting to put pressure behind the scenes on the governor to reopen. So, yes, I think it's coming, but it's going to be in fits and starts. It's going to be uneven. It's going to be contradictory, and it will still be discriminatory.
Generally, the gaming industry gets its way in this state, along with the mining industry. Will they get their way this time, you think?
I think that they will. They are the 800-pound gorilla. You're correct. We are a company town, so to speak, in that regard. The gaming industry has huge influence over our politicians and our political system. So, yes, if the gaming industry says it's time to reopen, the governor will reopen. He will make that political decision.
I'm curious on a personal note. What is the service or business you most want to frequent when they do open this thing up?
I want to go back into a restaurant. People don't go to restaurants to eat. They go to restaurants to dine. They want to be with friends and family, you know, and have that camaraderie. And I think that is where we really need to go. And I'm really concerned with the way they're talking about reopening. All of a sudden now, the restaurants, once they're allowed to reopen, are going to be under government dictates for how many people are allowed to be there, how many tables are allowed to be set up, how far apart the tables have to be. Nothing good can come to letting government bureaucrats tell a business owner how he or she must operate their business. And I'm sorry, regardless of whether you have 50 people or 100 people in that restaurant, your costs remain the same. The rent remains the same. Of course, employees, if you won't need as many employees, but still, you're going to have to pay employees and suppliers. So I see problems with the government demanding that restaurants comply with certain government dictates when they do reopen. I don't think that's going to solve the problem. But yes, that's where I want to go first, is to a restaurant and have a nice meal with my wife.
I want to do is get a massage and a pedicure. And a haircut, and if I get those two or three things, I'm gonna be just absolutely fine. I want to ask you though, because I've had businesses that have told me we're ready to make any changes we need to make, but the state's got to let us know what it is, and the governor seems to be pawning it off on LEAP and some of these other task forces. Are they making it more difficult than it has to be for these businesses to reopen?
Oh, absolutely. And when I say discriminatory, here's the problem that we have with the partial reopening, if we ever get to it. Other retail stores are going to be allowed to reopen, but only if they offer curbside service or delivery service. In the meantime, people are still able to walk into a Walmart or a Target or Home Depot. They're able to walk up and down the aisles, shop, pick up items, put the items back, go through the checkout counter. And that has not resulted in the spike of coronavirus cases being reported. Yet these other retailers are going to be hamstrung. They're not going to be allowed to compete equally with the big box stores and the grocery stores and the pharmacies. And that's where, you know, this is just wrong. The governor has been wrong about this from day one, and he's continuing to be wrong. And it's not going to solve the problem. It's going to make life much more difficult for the small business owners who simply don't have the pull with the political system that the big guys have.
If we reopen, will there be a human life price to pay? That now is coming up, and when we're starting to have a kind of a public discourse on this, the whole notion of, in fact, I saw one study from the Wharton business model, that if we end up reopening totally nationwide, that we run the risk of 233,000 deaths, but we'll create 18 million jobs. Now, is that a fair deal? Is that something we can live with?
Well, here's the thing that the people who are saying you can't open yet don't get, and they refuse to acknowledge. If you want to say that one person, that this virus is so contagious that one person can reignite an outbreak, well, then you can't reopen until there is a cure or a treatment for the coronavirus or an inoculation. Well, no one that I've talked to has yet to say that they think that that is even remotely possible to completely eliminate it, at least until the end of the year. So these folks who are saying, no, you can't reopen now, it's too dangerous, they're going to be, what they're saying is, no, we can't reopen until Christmas. And that's just unrealistic. There are, again, people going into grocery stores, big box stores, pharmacies, and that hasn't resulted in the spread of the coronavirus. People are taking precautions. They're trying to honor, generally speaking, the 6-foot social distancing protocols. They're washing their hands. They're doing all that. And unless you can completely eradicate it, you've got to reopen. You just cannot continue to close. People are losing, not only have they lost their jobs, but they're now losing their homes. They can't put food on the table. And the prohibition against evicting people for not paying the rent, I think this is, unless the governor is going to pay their rent for them, they're going to have to pay that money back. once the state reopens, and where are they going to get the money? So it is. It's a complete mess, and the only way to really fix the economic damage that's being done is to begin the process of reopening immediately, not waiting until the 15th. The governor should do it today.
Well, and I'm gonna take it a step further. I think the governor should do it today, and tonight have a well-publicized dinner at Chili's or Carrabba's or any of the other restaurants in Carson City or Las Vegas. He ought to have a well-publicized public dinner and sit there with a mask on or otherwise and tell people it's okay to go outside. Because right now, I'll be honest with you, Chuck, I think a lot of people are fritzed by this thing. And even if we are reopened, there's a segment of our society that's going to stay behind closed doors because they just don't think it's safe out.
Well, and that is exactly the point. If those folks, especially if they're in a high-risk category, if they're not comfortable going out and shopping in a department store or an office supply store or a small mom-and-pop store, fine. Stay home. Nobody is telling you you have to go out. But don't keep the rest of us under house arrest. In the meantime, who understand the risk, who are willing to take the precautions that we feel are necessary, don't keep us on lockdown just because you don't want to go out. If you want to stay home, stay home. But let the set the rest of us free.
More with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We'll talk about the road ahead. Even if we do reopen, what is next? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget Megan Barth coming up bottom of the hour from ReaganBabe.com. Joining us, of course, as he does every Wednesday, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, Muth's Truths. And by the way, in case we get short on the backside of this segment, if folks want to check out Muth's Truths, how often do you write? Right now it looks like you're writing almost every day. But how can people pick up Muth's Truths?
Yeah, I've got it all depends on how busy I am, whether I can get one out. There will be one coming out today on this election, mail-in election fiasco that I'll probably have later on this afternoon. They can go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com, and you can sign up for the Muth's Truths newsletter right there.
I want to ask you, that was going to be my next topic looking ahead, even if we do a reopen coming up on the 15th or maybe before. There is the issue of we have a primary election coming up on June 9th. Some people already have their ballots. I do not as yet. You advise candidates. You consult for candidates. How is it changing your advice to your clients, this whole idea of a mail-in election? Although there will be day of voting sites, but most people, 95%, will probably be voting with mail-in. What is your advice to your candidates? How is it changing?
Well, for a lot of candidates, their campaigns are changing dramatically because the only way to really reach those voters directly, because you can't go door to door, you can't hold rallies at this point for campaigns, they have to go in the mail. They have to figure out who the likely voters are in the June 9th primary and mail campaign literature to them directly. Campaigns who had that strategy set from the beginning are in good shape right now, except the Secretary of State decided to order a mail-in election, which means that a lot of people who haven't voted in primaries in the past, because a lot of folks only vote in a general election. They don't usually vote in primaries. They don't go to the voting polls. But with the ease of just filling out a ballot and dropping it in the mail, I think you're going to see a lot more people voting in a primary than normally would, which means the candidates have to spend more money to reach out to voters who maybe haven't voted in the past but will vote this time. So it's going to cost the campaigns more money with their mail programs because of the mail-in election.
Let me just ask you, there's been an argument about harvesting, and apparently I guess the state of Nevada has a law that prohibits it. But there's been all kinds of talk that maybe the Democrats are going to try and take advantage of this mail-in ballot thing. What is your sense?
Well, there was a lawsuit filed on all of this, on the mail-in election, and a decision came down yesterday. It's very disturbing what they decided. They allowed the person running the elections in Clark County, Joe Gloria, to decide himself that he was now going to mail ballots to inactive voters. Inactive voters are people who have moved and are no longer living where they're registered to vote. And the county estimates that 90% of those ballots are going to go to addresses where the voter doesn't live anymore. It's going to be a complete waste of money, but they're going to do that. They're going to open up two additional in-person voting locations. My sense is that they're going to open up two locations somewhere in the Las Vegas metropolitan area rather than open them in Mesquite and Laughlin, where they should be opening them, so people don't have to drive an hour, hour and a half to get to the election site. And then the ballot harvesting that you mentioned, Kevin, a settlement in the suit, what Joe Gloria decided to do yesterday, was they're going to appoint 20 official ballot harvesters, for lack of a better name, but that's what they are, who, even though they are not family members, will be allowed to go pick up ballots from other voters and bring them back to the election department. And that's just the camel's nose under the tent. Once they allow these 20 official ballot harvesters to operate in the primary, you know they're going to come back and demand that anybody be allowed to be a ballot harvester for the general election. And that's the danger that this whole mail-in election, I mean, it set the stage for all of this. The law of unintended consequences. And it's going to be bad.
Just a curious question, Chuck. The election is June 9th. When do you think we will know who the winners are with this now? Because they're going to be people. All they have to do is postmark June 9th and whenever they come into the election center, that's when they'll be counted. When will we know who wins?
Yeah, I think it's going to take at least a week because, as you said, they can't really finalize the tally until a couple of days after June 9th to allow ballots who are postmarked by midnight on June 9th to come in. We probably will see maybe some early election results, and in races where there is a clear winner, I think they'll probably announce those results and people will be declared the winners, not officially, but we'll know who some of the winners are in races that aren't really competitive. But in other races that are going to be close, it could be a week or longer, depending on not only how long it takes for the ballots to come in after the June 9th midnight deadline, but there's going to be challenges. There's going to be questions about whether people voted illegally. They're going to have to compare signatures, and in close races, it could be 2 or 3 weeks before we have a decision.
Do you worry, and I've only got a minute, do you worry that this might be the prelude to mail-in voting, that the Democrats may say, oh, this is great for us. Let's codify it and make it the law.
Oh, they'll absolutely do that. And what worries me is that one thing, eventually the governor's going to have to call a special session of the legislature. It could be maybe sometime in the middle of August. And when they do, based on the results of the mail-in primary, the Democrats who control the Assembly, they control the Senate, and they control the governor's mansion may say, yes, we're going to change the Nevada election law, and we are going to make it an all-mail-in election, and we are going to allow all of these things like ballot harvesting. So, yes, I think there's a real danger that could happen before the general election.
Hey, Chuck, I pray for the day, hopefully sooner rather than later, that you and I can get together for a brewski at Ichabod. So will you put it down in your calendar maybe for a couple of weeks from now?
Oh, even if I have something on my calendar, I'll change it just to go have lunch with you.
I just love it. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. Coming up, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. What does she think of all of this? We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks swinging between small gains and losses in afternoon trading as investors digest record job losses and states work to reopen their economies from coronavirus lockdowns. A private survey finds that U.S. businesses cut over 20 million jobs in April as the outbreak shut down offices, factories, schools, construction sites, and stores. Payroll company ADP says the leisure and hospitality sector led the charge, shedding over 8.5 million workers last month. Today's report comes ahead of Friday's official monthly figures from the U.S. Labor Department. And the New York Times adding new digital subscribers at a record rate as the coronavirus spread in the first quarter, helping offset shrinking ad revenues. Its CEO, Mark Thompson, said the Times will have to cut costs and a comparatively small number of jobs in the coming months, but not newsroom positions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court hearing oral arguments over whether religious beliefs can be used to not provide birth control in employee health care plans as required by the Affordable Care Act. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, participating from the hospital where she's been treated for an infection, telling a Trump administration attorney arguing for the exemptions.
You are shifting the employer's religious beliefs, the cost of that, onto these employees do not share those religious beliefs.
The arguments over the phone because of the coronavirus outbreak and broadcast live. President Trump says, contrary to what we heard yesterday, his coronavirus task force will continue indefinitely with a focus on safety and opening up our country again.
The president tweeting, "We may add or subtract people to it as appropriate." The task force, he wrote, will also be very focused on vaccines and therapeutics.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, more than ever, it's time for us to say thank you to America's military heroes, past and present. All month long, hear stories of courage, honor, and sacrifice from the men and women who fought on the front lines and continue to keep our country safe. Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, for a limited time, receive a free signed copy of Pete Hegseth's new book with the purchase of a one-year subscription to Fox Nation.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
What happens when oil prices drop into the negatives? Here to talk me through all of this is Fox Business Network financial correspondent Jackie DeAngelis.
If you're an oil producer, you would have to pay someone to take a barrel of oil off your hands. And the reason that that happened is because demand collapsed.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We'll be right back.
across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local. Now, I got a question for you. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? And I'm talking about the chronic pain that follows you around every day, not stuff you get like once a month or once or twice a month. Would you like to make that chronic pain go away? Then check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. Call them right now. Make that pain go away, would you? Start the process right now. Get all the answers to your questions. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer. She will answer all of your questions. 702-546-8767. I always love it. On Wednesday, we get to talk to Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. We may or may not reopen our economy here in Nevada coming up on May 15th. It might even be earlier. We don't know. You never can pin down this governor. Megan, first of all, what's the first thing you want to do if we do reopen the government and the economy on the 15th of May?
Oh boy, that's a loaded question, Kevin.
Well, for me, it comes down to simple things: pedicure, massage, a haircut, and a good meal, a good steak dinner, dine in.
Yes, well, that would be my personal preference. Mirrors your personal preferences. Can't wait to do that. I'd love to hear. Would you like to start with an appetizer or a cocktail? Looking forward to that moment.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the first things that I would like to do is work very hard to get out the vote and make sure that we take Nevada back from the clutches of compromised Republicans and radical Democrats. And one of the ways we're doing that, of course, is through a federal lawsuit. And we did receive an unfortunate, I wouldn't call it a setback, but we did get what we expected from a federal judge up in Reno denying our preliminary injunction. However, that just gave us more opportunities and more of a will to fight. And we filed that preliminary injunction in order to stop them from sending, the state from sending, ballots, mail-in ballots for the primary. We lost that injunction, but we still have plenty of opportunity to work for the general election. And based on the news that came out of Carson City and Clark County yesterday, it looks as though Nevada voters, Republican voters, lost again because the state settled with the Democrats once again, and they reached an agreement with Gloria of the Clark County Registrar's Office, that mail-in ballots will be sent to inactive voters. Mail-in ballots will be harvested by 20 select individuals, I guess, who will be licensed to now harvest ballots in Nevada, which is directly in violation of state law. Ballot harvesting is not legal here. And there's a whole host of other Democrat goodies that the state's Secretary of State's office ceded once again to the Democrats.
Okay.
So basically our primary is going to be full of inactive voters and ballots if they get returned to the post office remains to be seen. This is just one setback. But the focus now is changing the entire election system in favor of the Democrats in Nevada. And they plan on utilizing this win that they had with Gloria at the Clark County Registrar's Office in order to change the entire general election to mail-in ballots, to mail inactive voters ballots, to mail everybody that is on the voter rolls a ballot, which we know that there are over 10,000 illegitimate voters just specifically in Clark County. They are seeking the elimination of voter or handwriting verification, and ballot harvesting. So that is on the horizon, and that is what I will spend the next 4 months fighting.
Let me ask you, who is the one? Joe Gloria, I guess, will decide who the 20 harvesters are. What is the criteria that he's going to use or that he must use in naming these? Can you be a harvester? Can I be a harvester?
I honestly don't know. There's a certification process that is vague at best and unknown at worst. This is just simply a new decision, a new agreement that they reached that, and it was just yesterday. So I simply don't have that information. But I think perhaps all you need to do is have a pulse and also be a Democrat.
Here's what I fear, that we're going to go through, it's a primary election, so it's not going to give the Republicans or Democrats an advantage. This is a partisan election. What I worry about is they're going to say, this is pretty cool. This mail vote deal is a pretty cool thing. And in a general election, we can carve out a distinct advantage, and that they'll call a special session, and one of the subject matter will be codifying mail-in elections in the state of Nevada. Have you heard any of that yet?
Repeat that, Kevin. You think that the long-term game is to codify mail-in ballots for the general? Is that
exactly? Use a part of the special session to be able to codify this and say, from here on out, we're going to do mail-in elections.
Yes, that's the long-term strategy. I mean, for way too long, the Republicans in this state have been playing the short game, while I have been warning them about the long game. And I heard from far too many Republicans in this state that mail-in ballots is a good thing. Well, mail-in ballots is actually a bad thing when you have dirty voter rolls. And there was no effort on the Secretary of State's office to manage those rolls, to clean those rules, and to verify that those rolls were legitimate. And so I have pointed this out for 5 years. I was met with headwinds. I was called a conspiracy theorist. And I was simply told I was wrong. Well, guess what? I'm proud to report that I wasn't. And what we have now is the culmination of either incompetence or complicity, whereby our entire election system in Nevada is now being determined by city clerks, county clerks, basically elected representatives that are going around the legislature in order to change election laws.
So tell me how this, I'm dying to know how this harvesting thing is going to work. These 20 people or entities that are going to be able to bundle or harvest, is there any limit to how many they can harvest?
I have no idea. Here's a good example. In California, they have unlimited ballots that you can harvest by a variety of third-party organizations, and that's how they flipped Orange County. I must remind everybody listening that Democrats don't change voting laws to benefit Republicans. Democrats change voting laws to benefit Democrats, and that's exactly what we saw in California for Orange County. The first the Republican county since the beginning of time was surprisingly just flipped 10 days after the election. In Colorado, for example, they can harvest ballots, but you can only harvest 10 ballots during the entire election cycle. How they manage to track each individual that's harvesting ballots to make sure that they are just harvesting 10, no one knows. And so in Nevada now, this is a new tactic by the left. I'm unsure who they are going to tap to ballot harvest. I don't know if there's going to be any limitations like Colorado, nor do I know if they're going to be able to track or verify these limitations, if there are limitations, or perhaps it's just unlimited, making sure that they flip every county in this state to a blue county, just like the Democrats in California did.
How do we stop the Democrats this particular tactic? Because this is one clearly that they want, and they want it permanently. We got stopped in the courts this time for the primary. What about for the general? Will there be another lawsuit?
Well, the lawsuit still remains on the federal level. We did not file a state lawsuit because we knew that the Supreme Court is leftist, and we knew we didn't have a really good opportunity to work within the state judiciary because, again, they're leftists. And so what we did is we filed a federal lawsuit based upon the dilution of the rights of active voters. Now we know that inactive voters are going to be allowed, at least in Clark County and across the state. So we are basically going to add Clark County to our lawsuit, and we are going to move forward with either two things. We will file another preliminary injunction, otherwise known as a PI, we will file an appeal to the Ninth Circuit federal court. We have time to do this. We have lawyers working on it. And by the way, with no help from the Nevada GOP, this is all activist-generated. This is all donor-generated based on activists asking for support from Nevada donors. So I saw the Nevada GOP send out a text yesterday that basically blamed the Clark County Democrats as well as the Democrats in Nevada for reaching these backroom deals and giving the Democrats everything they wanted. Well, I have to remind those that are listening that the Nevada GOP or the lawsuits that were filed by us as well as the DNC named Barbara Zagaski in the lawsuit. So they can blame the Democrats all they want, and it's a real easy out to do so, to pick a scapegoat like the Democrats. But this is a far greater problem throughout the state and within the party.
More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. What lies ahead for the state of Nevada as we may be reopening as early as May 15th or maybe sooner? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm Sawyer Silberkraus. My dad, Stephen Silberkraus, is running for university regent. He wants to make sure that every kid like me can get a good education. Please vote for my dad, Stephen Silberkraus, for university regent. He'll do a good job for you. Paid for by friends for Stephen Silberkraus. I love you, Dad.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
As a woman and a mom, sometimes you just have to take a stand. Take Dan Rodimer, who's running for Congress. You kidding me? Rodimer's violent criminal record is an immediate disqualifier. Rodimer has been arrested for violent assaults 3 times. In one case, Rodimer admitted guilt to battery. Another Rodimer attack was so horrific, his victim had intracranial bleeding. A witness at one attack told police Rodimer bragged he liked to hurt people. And an arrest warrant described Rodimer as armed or dangerous. But there's more. A police report detailed Rodimer's harassment of a teenage girl, while another exposed Rodimer was investigated for a domestic incident. It's bad enough Rodimer was sued for forgery, fraud, and for not paying his taxes. But violent assaults and harassing women? That's unforgivable. Paid for and authorized by Friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need a lawyer, you need someone who doesn't just know the law. You need someone who shares your conservative values. That's why you need Craig Mueller. Call him right now. He's waiting for your call. 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. Looking ahead, let's just say we are reopened. How do we get the general public to understand that it's safe for them to go outside? And I might ask you, when we do reopen and all these restaurants are are you going to be out there among them?
Yes, I've already been out. I mean, we all have to go to Target. We all have to go to Walmart. We all have to go to Lowe's. We all have to go to Costco. I find it very odd that the only places that you can't get the coronavirus are at these big box stores. Maybe we should just all hang out in Targets and Walmarts and Costcos, because it seems to be that those places are immune from the virus. This is absolute ludicrous insanity of what we have endured under this quote-unquote leadership from Steve Sisolak for the last 6 or 8 weeks or however held long it's been. The longer that this pain continues, the better for the Democrats. They are going to be looking for federal bailouts. They are going to want to raise taxes. They are going to want to change elections. We've already seen them change elections. And so, just wait, because the pain is going to be drawn out, specifically on small businesses, because small businesses are the backbone of any state or country's economy. And so what we have noticed, specifically from Democrat governors, is that they've been targeting small businesses and not large big box stores. Like, again, I said, big box stores where hundreds, if not thousands of people pass through the doors every day seem to be immune to the coronavirus.
Do we need a special session so that the legislative branch of government in our state can become a part of this dialogue?
Actually, no. I would prefer not, considering the legislative session in 2018 and 19 basically screwed all Nevadans. They are a radical left-wing legislature, led by radical left-wing activists and lawyers. I would prefer that they don't reconvene, because God knows what else they will do to this state. They already passed same-day voter registration and voting, which now is going to basically bungle our elections even further. It's going to create more chaos at the polls, longer lines if we do have polling centers. And so that's for 2020. We should not expect, because of the Democrats' actions as of yesterday, as well as the last legislative session, for this election to be decided on election night. There has already been plenty that has been published, because of same-day voter and same-day voter registration, that it will take 7 to 10 days in order to verify election results. Brought to you by the Democrats.
Why is that a problem, other than we'd all like to know the night of the election night, who won, who lost? We'd like to know that. Why is that a problem, though? I mean, would we rather not take the time to get it right, to make sure that the count is accurate?
Because there's no longer election day. You don't have to have your ballot verified by election night. Whether it's 7 o'clock you have to have your ballot in, or 10 o'clock you have to have your ballot in, you can just keep sending in ballots. That's exactly what happened in Wisconsin. That's exactly what's happened in California. Why don't we just vote all year? Because right now the Democrats are looking at, 45-day early voting. Why not? And then we also have late voting. There's no such thing as election day anymore. There is no such thing as getting results on election night. They have completely corrupted the entire voting process, starting with registration all the way through to voting.
We have had, and I'm down to my final 2.5 minutes. We've had amazing rallies across the state. We had Wayne Allen Root's caravan down Las Vegas Boulevard this past weekend. Huge event in Carson City. What are people angry about? Why are they taking to the streets? And how much of it has to do with the, shall we say, lack of bedside manner of Governor Sisolak?
People are angry because they are denied the opportunity to provide for their families. They are denied the opportunity to live free and die. They are denied their constitutional rights to assemble. They are denied their constitutional rights of free speech. You name it. This mandate is not a constitutional mandate. Mandates are not laws. Mandates are not enforceable. And yet we still have people living in fear. We've actually empowered snitches for the first time. The governor now is warning people that be careful to congregate on Mother's Day, when he said be careful to congregate on Easter, and then he claims that there was a spike in coronavirus cases due to people gathering at Easter. Well, how the hell does he know that? What about the people that went to Costco and Target and Walmart and everywhere else to get their Easter dinner? You think maybe they got coronavirus in the big box stores, the only ones that remain open? Why is it that I can go to Walmart and buy a steak and a shirt, but if I want to go to a boutique, which is, 1/100th the size of Walmart, to buy a T-shirt, I can't do that? It makes absolutely no sense. And when it doesn't make sense, it must be challenged. It must be challenged. And it must be challenged either by the voters, by lawyers, by the Nevada GOP. Hello, Nevada GOP. Or it must be challenged by the sheriff, who says, I am not going to enforce unconstitutional mandates. I am here actually to guard the Constitution and not find people who want to feed their families by opening their stores and servicing the general public according to CDC guidelines. I'm not going to show up with armed SWAT members. I'm not going to show up with snitches who are going to write fines to barbers like that up in Reno. Who is now getting a $1,000 fine per day, every day that she remains open, in order to feed her family. This comes down to the lack of constitutional guardianship by the sheriff, and it also comes down to the lack or will to fight these unconstitutional mandates through fiat by this governor.
Megan, always good to visit with you. You stay safe out there, and we'll talk with you again next Wednesday.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
There you have it. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. When we come back, we'll be joined by the former treasurer of the state of Nevada, Dan Schwartz. He's also a candidate for CD3 in a tough, tough primary race with Big Dan Rodheimer. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local.
Hi,
now.
I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive. if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.